And for the rest of your meal, how about California spinach? Last fall, it vanished from supermarkets after an E. coli outbreak made hundreds of people sick. Three of them died. The question, of course, is, are these pre-washed plastic bags of leafy greens safe to eat? Ben Adler of member station KAZU says that depends on whom you talk to.
If you ask the Food and Drug Administration's point man on all things E. coli, he'll say,
no, I don't believe it is.
And Dr. David Acheson gives two reasons why not. First, there's not nearly enough science to answer some of the most basic questions about the dangerous strain of E. coli, known as 0157H7. For example, while most people believe last fall's outbreak was caused by wild pigs that tracked E. coli from a cattle ranch to a nearby spinach field, Acheson says,
we're not going to know in the spinach outbreak ever exactly how did the 0157 get from some of those potential sources onto the spinach leaf.
Second, the biggest change in the industry since last fall is a set of new food safety measures written by the agriculture industry and enforced by California regulators. It's a voluntary program called a marketing agreement, where leafy greens processors and shippers promise to only buy crops from growers who follow the safety measures. Joe Pizzini chairs the marketing agreement's board.
You know, this is a first step. It's a really important, critical first step. Never has there been government verification of good agricultural practices on the farm anywhere.
But not everyone is on board, and that's David Acheson's second concern. The state says 99% of the crops will be covered this year. That means regular inspections for signs of animal intrusion and frequent testing of water sources and compost manure. But about 1% of the crops will not have to be grown under these good agricultural practices known as GAP metrics.
We're organic growers.
That 1% is mostly farmers like Dale Koch, small, organic, or both. At his 35-acre field, about a half hour north of Salinas, Koch grows several different crops, including head lettuce. He says recent outbreaks have been in bagged salad, not head lettuce. So why should he be stuck with costly one-size-fits-all regulations when there's no science to back them up?
You know, it would be hard for us to apply metrics to one part of the field and not to the other. We pretty much have to apply it to everything.
David Acheson says there's nothing the FDA can do at this point to make that 1% fall in line. So, he says, this marketing agreement with a 99% sign-on is the best solution for 2007.
The advantage of a guidance strategy is that it's quick, relatively. It's nimble and it's easily changeable as new science emerges.
And working on that science are people like Trevor Suslow, an E. coli expert at UC Davis. He says even though it's not perfect, consumers should know the health benefits of eating fresh produce far outweigh the risks.
There is clearly a risk associated with consumption. I think it's a very low risk, but it's not zero. I'm not concerned, so I will continue to buy and eat a wide variety of leafy greens, fruits and vegetables, and packaged salads.
Rinsing leafy greens that are already pre-washed won't kill E. coli and may, in fact, actually spread contamination. The only way to be absolutely sure the greens are safe is to cook them, which is probably not exactly what you had in mind when you bought that bag of salad mix at the store. Boiled lettuce, anyone? For NPR News, I'm Ben Adler in Monterey, California.